At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for August 28th, 2025. So the top stories we're going to talk about today that's affecting these things over here, well, it's not the Dow Jones or the S&P hitting a record close, and no, it's not the European Union dropping all of our tariffs, and no, it's not even the Federal Reserve person, Cook, that's whatever's going on with that. We're going to talk inflation, the PCE, and how this number tomorrow that's coming out could be the biggest move that we have going on with these things tomorrow. But the concern I have right now is tomorrow we're going into a holiday weekend. So within trading, what's going to go on with these and why? Let's get to it, folks. So my name is Dan Freo. I come to you guys each day to explain to you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. So what we're going to talk about in today's video is some things that we're looking out for tomorrow, and really it's right through here. It's the PCE, the number one inflation measure that the Federal Reserve monitors. So let's get over to the economic calendar first, and I'm going to show you what the markets are expecting. Then I'm going to show you what I've created in AI. So what I wanted to start doing is kind of creating our own newsletter and guidance for you guys out there. And what we're going to start doing is predicting or giving our forecasts on top of these. So what I'm trying to use is AI and a lot of the data that we accumulate to help give you a little more guidance on these. And we're going to do this for a while and see how these work out. If they work out good, we'll continue to do it. If they don't work out so good, we'll just cancel that and continue to monitor these. So let's get over to what we're looking at for tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to get four big components, and that's the PCE. Well, I said four, so what are the four? Well, we're going to get core PCE, then you get month over month, then you're going to get a core PCE year over year, then we're going to float down to here, then you're going to get a PCE year over year and a PCE month over month. What the heck is all this stuff? Well, this is the personal consumption expenditure. This is the inflation reports that the Federal Reserve puts the most weights on. So what they're looking at is right through here. Okay, they put most of the emphasis right through here, year over year PCE. Okay, last reading was 2.6, and they're expecting it to come in at 2.6. Also, month over month, last reading was 0.3. They're expecting that to come down to 0.2. Now, that's just on the basic PCE. And if you don't really understand this, I'll tie it all together here for you in a second. The core really strips out food and energy, because we have this also, the same thing happen with the consumer price index and the producer price index. What they do is they strip out food and energy to kind of make it a little less, you know, volatile with energy prices, especially. So those readings are expected to come in at 2.8. Reading last time on the core year over year, they're expecting to go to 2.9. And then the month over month core is supposed to be at 0.3. staying steady at 0.3. So I ran in my analysis, and let's just go over to it and see what we did. So what I did is I used AI and used a whole bunch of tools and websites and financials that I have. And here's what it came up with. So this is what AI has helped me create. So I'm going to go over this today. Then tomorrow when the news does come out, I'm going to go over you what the market's forecasted and then what how we did. And we're going to compare these and see how, you know, if these algorithms and all the mathematics we're using works and maybe works a little bit better than what the normal systems use. So here's what we're looking at. Tomorrow's headline PCE, prior reading was 0.3. The consensus or mainstream media is saying it's going to come in at 0.2. We're going to say it's going to come in at 0.2 as well, the same. All right, headline PCE year over year. Last reading's 2.6. They're saying it's going to come in at 2.5. We're going to say it's going to come in at 2.65. Now, this could be a big move one way or another because they don't round that far. Okay, so this is either going to come in at 2.6 or 2.7. 2.7 is going to be a little hard to swallow for the markets. So we're going to see how that one comes out. And again, this is AI generated based on all the data that we can upload. So we're going to see how this works over time. Core PC month over month, they have 0.3. The consensus is 0.3. We're saying it's going to come in at 0.26, so it's going to round up to 0.3. So that's probably going to be right on the same page. Core PCE, now this is where we vary a little bit. Last reading was 2.8. The mainstream media is saying it's going to come in at 2.7. Our system is saying it's going to come in at 2.9. Now this number could upset the apple cart tomorrow. So let's hope that our algorithms and our mathematics and our charting of all this is wrong, and we get a little bit cooler inflation numbers tomorrow than we expect. But here's the concern we also have going into the weekend. It's a holiday weekend. A lot of traders aren't going to work really hard tomorrow. So they're going to put in all their positions today, cover their positions or cover them first thing in the morning, then it's going to be off and running. So this PCE is going to be hugely, hugely volatile tomorrow, because either traders are going to put in their positions tonight, which that's going to be tough, or right after this number post tomorrow, they're going to go in and adjust their numbers. And then from there, the market should just stabilize and kind of steady from there, because it's a holiday weekend. So tomorrow's early morning market could be a big up or down. So we're going to focus in on how these numbers come in. I don't know how they're going to come in, and I'm honest, you know, hopefully I come in here each day honestly and tell you, you know, where things are, but I'm showing you the reactions on how the markets are taking this as well. So that's it for that part of the equation. So basically tomorrow, all we're looking for is the PCE numbers. That's the main numbers we're looking at. Yes, we will look at personal spending and retail inventory and things like that, but the main headlines are going to be right through there, folks. So that's the report for that. Go over to the Fed Watch tool. Let's see what the Federal Reserve Watch tool is telling us what they're going to do. This morning, it was 85% probability the Federal Reserve will be cutting rates at the next meeting. It went up. We're at 86% now, folks. So getting a little bit hotter on the Federal Reserve cutting rates. So that's good news for us and the markets. But as you know, just because the Federal Reserve cut rates doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go down. So if you didn't watch this this afternoon's live event, please take you know, 45 minutes and watch it. We go over all this stuff and what the markets are going to do and what it's proposed to do. And I also give you my insight on why I called for a 6.5% rate in the this year. And that's what I called it for basically by the end of the year as well. So I'm basically saying we're going to be steady right through this point until there's really something out there to bring rates further down. But it's not going to happen until the Fed starts cutting rates. So in the Fed cutting rates is just the start of all this. That's just going to be, you know, then we're going to focus in from there on how the long-term treasuries and everything react from there. So a little bit confused, please watch me each day. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, that's what we're here for. And we try to help explain why these things are changing on a daily basis. So over to me, folks, who I am and what do I do? So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day to help you guys understand where rates are going in mortgage products. Because as we go live each day, people learn how, you know, just getting into one program versus another program could save you maybe even 0.5% on your interest rates. We could make homes a little more affordable for you. But what we talked about in today's, this afternoon's live event is refinancing. So our refinance tab right up there, that isn't really, you know, you don't go there to watch videos and stuff. Basically, you go there to tell me what rate you want to refinance. So this is for homeowners. Let's say you closed last year and you're at 7.5 and you're like, Dan, rates are at 6.5 right now. Does it make sense for me to refinance? Well, what I want you to do is basically just go in here and tell me, saying, Dan, here's my rate. Here's my loan amount. I would love to be at, you know, X amount rate to see if that helps me on my payments and what's my break even, what's the cost involved. So let me know what your rate is, what rate it would take you to refinance, or at least look at the numbers and put it in there. But if you're also looking, you've done all the hard work so far and you've said, Dan, I got this quote and I've got six of them, and I got the one here that's standing out. Upload it right through here, the loan estimate review. What we're going to do is we're going to do what I say in my slogan. So my slogan is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to 30 different lenders or over 30 different lenders. Well, how do we do that? We do it with this system right through here. So how I do it is I work at a federal bank. That means I'm federally licensed throughout the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the unique thing that we have. We're like a broker, but I can't say we're a broker, but we're set up with 33 other lenders. Why? To make sure when you guys call us, we can shop for you. You don't have to do that on your own. That's the old way of doing it. Use our technology, use our systems to make sure you're getting the lowest rate and lowest fees in the community. Now, is there lower rates and lower fees out there? Yeah, you might be able to find them if you tried to do that full time. Once you you live your life, let us do the heavy work. So just reach out to us at therateupdate.com. If you're looking to refinance, click this tab. If you got some quotes you want me to look at, click here. If you got a question for me, over here and ask Dan or give us a call. But if you're looking to buy, I know I forgot about you guys a little bit today, but if you're looking to buy, check out this program right through here. It's income-based. This will give you up to $7,000 if you're looking to buy a house. So check it out. It's not a lien on your property. There's no payback. It's basically free money to you. You walk out of the closing, and it's yours to keep. So that's our report for today. Stay tuned tomorrow morning because the headlines coming from the markets with the PCE, the number one inflation number, where in the heck did it go? The number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors comes in. We're going to test out our new algorithms and our new AI system to see how we do with today, tomorrow's numbers. So thanks for watching, guys. Hope you learned something today, especially in this video and our live event. If you missed that, please check it out. Otherwise, I hope to see you back here tomorrow morning to see what happens with these and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.